The Pentagon says it's cooperating with an FBI probe into possible spying. A Defense Department analyst is suspected of passing to Israel high-level documents on U.S. policy toward Iran. The investigation centers on whether the official gave secrets to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC, which then passed them to Israel. Both AIPAC and Israeli government officials deny the allegations. Joining us from the Pentagon is NPR's Eric Westervelt. Eric, what more do we know so far about these allegations and who this defense official is?
The Pentagon official under investigation is a civilian defense analyst working in the office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, Douglas Feith, who is the number three official at the Pentagon. The Defense Department says Secretary Rumsfeld and Pentagon lawyers have been aware of this FBI probe for some time and are cooperating. And a Pentagon official I spoke with tried to downplay the role of this analyst under investigation, saying he's at the desk officer level and, quote, not in a position to have significant influence over U.S. policies.
There have been no arrests so far.
That's right. No arrests so far, although CBS News, which first reported this story, Jennifer, cites a federal law enforcement official who says an arrest could come as early as next week. And as we said, both AIPAC and Israeli officials deny the allegations. In a statement, AIPAC calls the charges baseless and says neither of their employees has violated any law or rule, nor has AIPAC or its employees, quote, ever received information they believed was secret or classified.
And it's not even clear if there are arrests what the charges could be?
Right. And it's not clear, you know, if the documents that were passed, if they were passed, will amount to espionage, Jennifer, or some lesser charge such as mishandling of classified information.
You mentioned the analyst in question worked in the office of Douglas Feith at the Pentagon, and that office has been controversial before.
That's right. Doug Feith, the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, and William Luty, who's the Near East South Asia Affairs Undersecretary, helped oversee a now disbanded intelligence analysis unit at the Pentagon that played a role in building the case for a preemptive war against Iraq. The office was widely criticized by some in the intelligence community and others for exaggerating the Iraq threat. And they were accused of going around intelligence analysis done by the CIA and others. The Pentagon has long denied that, saying the office was merely providing a fresh analysis of existing intelligence, and Congress found little evidence that the office collected its own intelligence. Nonetheless, it's been a controversial office, and Mr. Feith's office has played an important role in influencing U.S. policy in the Middle East and in the war on terrorism. And I think the key question out of this probe is whether Israel was, you know, trying to unduly influence U.S. policy toward Iran and in the wider Middle East.
Now, Iran and Israel, of course, are longstanding enemies, and tensions have mounted in recent months over Iran's nuclear ambitions.
That's right. Israel and the U.S., in fact, remain deeply worried that Iran continues to try to move toward building a nuclear weapon. Israel charges Iran is deceiving nuclear monitors and violating the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. And Israel has even gone so far as to issue a veiled threat that it may take military action to prevent Iran from becoming a nuclear power. That's similar to what Israel did against Saddam Hussein in the early 1980s when they took out a nuclear program of Saddam Hussein's. Tehran insists its nuclear program, Jennifer, is for electricity only, not for atomic weapons. And today, incidentally, Iran's President Mohammad Khatami said for the first time in public that his country would provide guarantees not to build nuclear weapons, although he didn't elaborate on what those guarantees were, and at the same time pledged to continue Iran's nuclear energy program.
Now, this notion of friends spying on friends may seem bizarre to some. I mean, the U.S. and Israel are staunch allies. The U.S. gives Israel some $3 billion a year in aid. Yet this would not be the first case of Israel spying on the U.S. Is that right?
That's right. In the mid-1980s, a mid-level U.S. naval intelligence officer at the Pentagon named Jonathan Pollard was convicted and sentenced to life in prison for selling top-secret documents to Israel. And the Pollard case has been a sticking point in U.S.-Israeli relations ever since. He was granted Israeli citizenship, Jennifer, some 8 years after he started his prison term, and the Israeli government has consistently and unsuccessfully pressed for his release ever since.
NPR's Eric Westervelt at the Pentagon. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.